ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 61। तत्रोद्वहत् पशुपवंस शिशुत्वनाट्यम् ब्रह्माद्वयं परमनन्तमगाधबोधम् वत्सान् सखीन् इव पुरा परितो विचिन्वत् एकं सपाणि कवळं परमेष्टिचष्ट। तत्रोद्वहात् पशुपवंस शिशुत्वनाट्यम् ब्रह्माद्वयं परमनन्तमगाधबोधम् वत्सान् सखीन् इव पुरा परितो विचिन्वत् एकं सपाणि कवळं परमेष्टिचष्ट। तत्रोद्वहत् पशुपवंस शिशुत्वनाट्यम् ब्रह्माद्वयं परममनन्तमगाधबोधम् वत्सान् सखीन् इव पुरा परितो विचिन्वत् एकं सपाणि कवळं परमेष्टिचष्ट। ट्रांसलेशन। देन लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सॉ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ हु इज वन विदाउट ए सेकेंड, who possesses full knowledge and who is unlimited, assuming the role of a child in a family of cowherd men and standing all alone, just as before, with a morsel of food in his hand, searching everywhere for the calves and his cowherd friends. Purport. Good. The word agadhabodham, meaning full of unlimited knowledge, is significant in this verse. The Lord's knowledge is unlimited and therefore one cannot touch where it ends. Thus, as one cannot measure the ocean, what is the extent of our intelligence in comparison to the vast expanse of water in the ocean? On my passage to America, how insignificant the ship was, like a matchbox in the midst of the ocean. Krishna's intelligence resembles the ocean, for one cannot imagine how vast it is. The best course, therefore, is to surrender to Krishna. Don't worry to measure Krishna. The word Advayam means one without a second is also significant, because Brahma was overcast by Krishna's Maya. He was thinking himself the supreme. In the material world, everyone thinks, I am the best man in this world. I know everything. One thinks, why should I read Bhagavad Gita? I know everything. I have my own interpretations. Brahma, however, was able to understand that the Supreme Personality is Krishna. Ishwarah Parama Krishna. Another of Krishna's name, therefore, is Parameshwara. Now, Brahma saw Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, not demonstrating his opulence, but standing just like an innocent boy with some food in his hand, loitering with his cowherd friends, calves and cows. Brahma did not see Krishna as Chaturbhuja, the opulent of Narayana. Rather, he simply saw an innocent boy. Nonetheless, he could understand that although Krishna was not demonstrating his power, he was the same Supreme Person. People generally do not appreciate someone unless he shows something wonderful. But here, although Krishna did not manifest anything wonderful, Brahma could understand that the same wonderful person was present like an ordinary child, although he was the master of whole creation. Thus Brahma prayed, Govindam Adipurusam Tam Aham Bhajami. You are the original person, the cause of everything. I bow down to you. This was his realization. Tam Aham Bhajami. This is what is wanted. Vedesu Dullabham. One cannot reach Krishna merely by Vedic knowledge. Adulbham, Adulbham Atma Bhakto. But when one becomes a devotee, then one can realize him. Brahma therefore become a devotee. In the beginning he was proud of being Brahma, the Lord of the universe. But now he understood, here is the Lord of the universe. I am simply an insignificant agent. Govindam Adipurusam Tam Aham Bhajami. Krishna was playing like a dramatic actor because Brahma had some false prestige, thinking that he had some power. Krishna showed him his real position. A similar incident occurred when Brahma went to see Krishna in Dwaraka. When Krishna's doorman informed Lord Krishna that Lord Brahma had arrived, Krishna responded, which Brahma? Asked him which Brahma is. The doorman relayed this question and Brahma was astonished. Is there another Brahma besides me? He thought, when the doorman informed Lord Krishna, it is four-headed Brahma. Lord Krishna said, oh, four-headed, call others, show him. This is Krishna's position. For Krishna, the four-headed Brahma is insignificant. To say nothing of four-headed scientists, materialistic scientists think that although this planet Earth is full of opulence, all others are vacant. Because they simply speculate, this is their scientific conclusion. But from the Bhagavatam, we understand that the entire universe is full of living entities everywhere. Thus, it is the folly of scientists that although they do not know anything, they misled people by presenting themselves as scientists, philosophers, and men of knowledge. Om Ajnanam Timiranyasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोहिष्टम स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदाम्यहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदे अहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुत पदकमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपम सग्रजातम सहगणम रघुनाथम नितम तम सजीवम। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो हियर वी आर डिस्कसिंग दि ब्रह्मो विमोहन लीला। दिस इज दि फाइनल पार्ट ऑफ इट। नाउ दिस दि वर्स स्टार्टेड तत्र उद्भवत। तत्र मीन्स देयर वेयर इन दैट साइट वेयर कृष्णा वॉज ईटिंग हिज ब्रेकफास्ट with all his friends, Brahma, he was anxious to see some pastimes, and because he saw the Aghasura Vadh Lila, he became astonished, and he saw the Bhojan Lila, he became more astonished by seeing it. Now he want to see some more pastimes, and he, by the mercy of Krishna, he took the set of calves and put somewhere else, make them sleep there by his influence. And then all the cowherd boys, they said, our calves are not there. And then Krishna told, okay, you don't worry, I am going. All the cowherd boy had fully knew that we may not success, but if Krishna will go, then he will bring everything, all the calves. So he said, okay, we'll keep something for you, go and bring our calves. So Krishna went to search for calves. So Brahma, by seeing it, became more bewildered. How come? He is Sarvajna Shiromani. Krishna is all knower. He didn't know. He is going to search the calves. And then he took all the set of cowherd boys and put them into sleep, hide them. And Krishna come back without success, without finding any calves, and he saw no friends are there too. Then Brahma saw him, and Krishna was all alone, almost crying and shouting the names of his friends, Subal, Sridham, Arjun, Stok, and shouting for the name of some calves also, and all alone. And Brahma saw, let me see. Now he is searching and asking, shouting for the names. By the evening, what will happen? Let us see. So Brahma went back. He said, because he was a busy man, he went back to his office, Brahma Loka, and said, I'll come back afternoon session and I'll see what is going on. But it is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but some acharyas, they commit that Brahma went, but Brahma cannot enter into his office. His own security, they throw him away. he said, oh, you security, why you are dealing with me like that? Now you are duplicate Brahma. How come I am duplicate? Now see, our original Brahma is sitting in the Brahmasana and discussing with Chatusana and Narada. Brahma said, please, can you show me? Brahma got bewildered, start bewildering from there. How come myself is Brahma, my ID card, Aadhar card is with me? And how come the another Brahma is there? And the securities, they show him, you see, our master Brahma. Brahma with his speck, I don't know, what, two, bigger, eight eyes, so eight kind of different specks, so he saw, and he became totally shocked. How come this another Brahma sitting on my seat? And he's managing. Then that Brahma who was there in the seat, then he said, hey security, what are you doing? No, sir, excuse us. Sir, this one, another Brahma. Oh, you continue. See, he wants to see you, sir. No, who's another Brahma? Brahma is me only. No, sir, he is a duplicate Brahma. Now take care of him properly. Throw him away. When Brahma heard that, ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸನ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಇದ್ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಈ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಶೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಗೆಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ ನೌ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕ್ಯೂರಿಟೀಸ್ ಥ್ರೋ ಹಿಮ್ ಅವೇ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಶೆಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಮೈ ಸೆಕ್ಯೂರಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ಮೀನ್ ಟು ಮೈ ರೂಮ್ ಸೊ ಈ ಶೆಡ್ ಓಕೆ ಬೆಟರ್ ನಾವು ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಹೂ ಥ್ರೋ ಮೀ ಅವೇ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೀ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಮೈ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಮೀ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಮೈ ಪೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ ವಾಟ್ ನಾವ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಪೋಸ್ಟ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದೇಯರ್ ನಾವ್ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹೇರ್ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪಾಟ್ ಜಮುನಾ ಪುಲಿನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಸೀಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಇಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಕವರ್ಡ್ ಬರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಕಾಪ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಜ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಓರ್ ಮೋರ್ ಅಸ್ಟೋನಿಶ್ ಹೌ ಕಮ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಐ ಪುಡ್ ದೆಮ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಮೋಡ್ ಹೌ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಲೈಟ್ ಮೋಡ್ ಐ ನೆವರ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಹೌ ಕಮ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ನೌ ಸೊ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಾ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕಾಪ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕೇಪ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಕಾಪ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಬಾಯ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಲೈಟ್ ಮೋಡ್ ದೇ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿನ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಸಾ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹಿ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಮೋರ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ಲುಕ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲುಕ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಡೂಪ್ಲಿಕೇಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಾಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಚರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಬಾಯ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಾಪ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೀ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಫರ್ಗಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ವೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಇನ್ಗ್ರೀಡಿಯಂಟ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ we all are created through the panchabhuta brahma's create like that panchabhuta but in krishna's creation no need of this panchabhuta this material krishna can create according to his sachidananda creation so that brahma could not figure it out so when he saw become more bewildered now krishna was looking what brahma is doing when brahma 3-4 times looking there and there which set is what he cannot figure out so now krishna put another amazing thing now brahma saw that all these boys and all these calves are navanirada sama chaturbhuja all narayana form oh brahma totally bewildered he becomes senseless almost senseless how come because brahma knew that in the beginning of the creation he is padmanabha he comes out from the navel from the lotus his father is lotus father is narayan from narayan lotus from lotus brahma comes and brahma started a research work took up that project to know from where the lotus comes and for millions of years he did this project and unsuccess he couldn't find anything come back and sit down nicely I can't do anything So he heard the word tapa, he was doing tapasya and for thousand celestial years after doing proper tapasya he could not see the Supreme Lord even. It's difficult. And now in one Supreme Lord, one Chaturbhuj Vishnu, he could not see after performing millions of years of tapasya. This Padmanabha Brahma. Now millions of chatur brahmandapati millions of vishnu he can see at a time all the calves all these bachada all these boys they are all chaturbhuj narayan all of his father so many fathers he seeing now he become totally bewildered because one chaturbhuj vishnu he could not figure it out now many of them are there So Brahma was totally bewildered. So Krishna was looking and Brahma is fully confused. So he said, no, don't make him. He is not fit for seeing all this. So he took his maya little down. So now Brahma is saying, Tatra, there Brahma saw again. What he saw? He saw the beautiful scenic Vrindavan. Which full of so many greeneries, so many birds, peacocks, so many other animals, and the animals are totally free from envy, and such a nice beauty of Vrindavana Brahma is seeing. And within this beautiful scenic Vrindavan, one small boy, Gopabala, cowherd boy, all alone, holding a morsel of dadhi bhat, curd rice, yogurt rice, in his hand, and some few types of pickles between his finger, and searching for his calves and his friends, alone there. This rupa, the final Brahmasa, tatra udbhat. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, by seeing that rupa, now Brahma is coming to his intelligence, coming back to his realization. What is realization? In the second line is, first is, tatra udbhat pasupa bansa sishitva natyam. The pasupa bansa, pasupa means cowherd man, in that family, in the covered family, one small boy holding kavala pani, holding the yogurt rice in his hand and pickle in his hand, and he's doing a drama like that. Now Brahma is understanding, oh, I was thinking that my Lord is bewildered. No, I am bewildered actually. He is not bewildered. He is doing a drama to make me bewildered. He is doing his natyam. This isuttva is a natyam, it's a drama. Why is drama? Who is he? Now his real position is Brahma Advayam Paramam Anantam Agadhabodham. All these second lines. Now Brahma is realizing all these things. This Sisu is not ordinary Sisu, not ordinary cowherd boy loitering for his friends and all that. No, no, no. Who is he? He is Brahma. He is Advayam. He is Paramam. He is Anantam. He is Agadhabodham. All these things Brahma is realizing. He is that. Vasthan sakin ivapura parito vichinvate kang sakha. He alone is playing a drama to trick me. Now I can understand. Now Brahma started praying this particular rupa. That's why in the beginning of the 14th chapter, Brahma will start praying not to the Narayan, he praying to the Nome Iddi Abra Bapusa. The same form, alone who is holding a morsel of cut rice and searching alone. That form Brahma is doing Brahmastuti. The whole chapter is glorifying the same boy. Now he understood who is that boy. So Prabhupada is starting his purport from the same word. The word Agadha Bodham, meaning full of unlimited knowledge. By this sentence, Prabhupada saying this is very significant. Yes, it's really significant. We can understand. Brahma. Who is Brahma? He is the first living entity. He is Chaturmukha. In his four mouths, four Vedas manifesting. Who can be more knowledgeable than Brahma in this universe? In this whole universe, he is the topmost position. Is the topmost learned person, is the direct son, disciple, student and friend of Lord. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adiku, Lord directly taught him. Brahma started his research work under the guidance of the Supreme Lord, directly. Lord is his sir. Yes. And he completed his PhD thesis and he completed his postdoc too. Now he is thinking, I am something. Now he is something, I am Brahma, let me see what Sara is doing. So now he becomes so much bewildered. Now he is thinking, oh. And Krishna started showing his original form, Narakriti Param Brahma. Krishna is actually his swarupa is advaya and goparupa. This is his original form. କୃଷ୍ଣର ଯତେକ ଲୀଲା ତାର ମଧ୍ୟ ନରଲୀଲା ନରବପୁ ତାହାର ସ୍ୱରୂପ ହ୍ୱାଟ ଏଭର ମିଲିୟନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ପାଷ୍ଟ ଟାଇମ୍ସ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ପରଫର୍ମିଂ ଏମଙ୍ଗ ଦିସ୍ ଦି ନରଲୀଲା ଇଜ୍ ଦି ବେଷ୍ଟ ୱାନ୍ ହ୍ୱାଇ ବିକଜ ଦି ନରବପୁ ଦି ହ୍ୟୁମାନ୍ ଫର୍ମ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଅରିଜିନାଲ୍ ଫର୍ମ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହ୍ୱାଟ କାଇଣ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ହ୍ୟୁମାନ୍ ଫର୍ମ ନା କାଭଡ ମ୍ୟାନ୍ କାଭଡ ମ୍ୟାନ୍ ଗୋପ ରୂପ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଅରିଜିନାଲ୍ ରୂପ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦ୍ୟାଟ ଅରିଜିନାଲ୍ ରୂପ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱି କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ଇମାଜିନ୍ ବିକଜ ଦି ଚତୁର୍ଭୁଜ ନାରାୟଣ ରୂପ ହ୍ୱାଟ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ସ ଆଫ୍ଟର ପରଫର୍ମିଂ ମିଲିୟନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ତପସ୍ୟା ଦ୍ୟାଟ ଚତୁର୍ଭୁଜ ନାରାୟଣ ରୂପ ଇଜ୍ ଫୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଅପୁଲେନ୍ସ ଫୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ମିଷ୍ଟିକ୍ ପାୱାର ଫୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ସିଦ୍ଧି ରିଦ୍ଧି ସୋ ମଚ୍ ଅପୁଲେନ୍ସ ଫୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେନ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ ଟୁ ସ୍ପିକ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିଜ୍ ଦ୍ୱିଭୁଜ କଭର୍ଡ ବୟ ଫର୍ମ ୱି ମେ ନଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ବଟ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଇଜ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡିଂ ଦିସ୍ ଦ୍ୱିଭୁଜ କଭର୍ଡ ଫର୍ମ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ସୋର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଅନ୍ଲିମିଟେଡ୍ ଚତୁର୍ଭୁଜ ବିଷ୍ଣୁ ଫର୍ମ ଦିସ୍ ଦ୍ୱିଭୁଜ ସିଙ୍ଗଲ କଭର୍ଡ ବୟ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ସୋର୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅରିଜିନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଅନ୍ଲିମିଟେଡ୍ ନାରାୟଣ ଅନ୍ଲିମିଟେଡ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଇନ୍ଦ୍ର ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସୋ ମଚ୍ ମିଲିୟନ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ସ ମୋର ମିଷ୍ଟିକ୍ ପାୱାର ସିଦ୍ଧି ରିଦ୍ଧି ଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ରୂପ ବିକଜ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଅରିଜିନାଲ ଅଦ୍ୱୟ ରୂପ ଅଦ୍ୱୟ ମିନ୍ସ ୱିଦାଉଟ୍ ଏ ସେକେଣ୍ଡ ଦେର୍ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ବି ଏ କମ୍ପିଟିଟର ଅଦ୍ୱୟ ମିନ୍ସ ନୋ କମ୍ପିଟିସନ୍ ନୋ କମ୍ପିଟିଟର ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ପସିବୁଲ୍ ନଟ୍ ଅନଦର ରୂପ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଏକ୍ଜିଷ୍ଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହ୍ୱାଟ ଏଭର ରୂପ ଷ୍ଟାର୍ଟିଂ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଟୁ ଦି ଗ୍ରାସ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ ଇଜ୍ ୱିଦିନ୍ ଇନକ୍ଲୁଡେଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ରୂପ ନଥିଙ୍ଗ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଏକ୍ଜିଷ୍ଟ ୱିଦାଉଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ରୂପ ୱିଥ୍ ବିୟଣ୍ଡ ଦିସ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ପସିବୁଲ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କଲ୍ ଅଦ୍ୱୟ ପୋଜିସନ୍ ଅଦ୍ୱୟ ରୂପ ସୋ କୃଷ୍ଣ ବ୍ରଜେନ୍ଦ୍ର ନନ୍ଦନ ରୂପ ଇଜ୍ ଅଦ୍ୱୟ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଅଦ୍ୱୟ ସ୍ୱରୂପ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇନ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ଚରିତାମୃତ ସେଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣର ସ୍ୱରୂପ ବିଚାର ସୁନ ସନାତନ ଅଦ୍ୱୟ ଜ୍ଞାନ ତତ୍ତ୍ୱ ବ୍ରଜେ ବ୍ରଜେନ୍ଦ୍ର ନନ୍ଦନ ଓ ସନାତନ ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ହିୟର୍ ଏବାଉଟ୍ ଦି ଇଟର୍ନାଲ୍ ଫର୍ମ ଅଫ୍ ଲର୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଆବ୍ସଲ୍ୟୁଟ୍ ଟ୍ରୁଥ୍ ଡିଭାଇଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଡୁଆଲିଟି ବଟ୍ ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଆଜ୍ ଦି ସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ନନ୍ଦ ମହାରାଜ ସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ନନ୍ଦ ମହାରାଜ ସର୍ବସିଦ୍ଧି ସର୍ବ ଅଂଶୀ କିଶୋର ଶେଖର ଚିଦାନନ୍ଦ ଦେହ ସର୍ବେଶ୍ୱର୍ଯ୍ୟ ସର୍ବେଶ୍ୱର କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଅରିଜିନାଲ ସୋର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦି ସମ୍ ଟୋଟାଲ ଅଫ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ ହି ଆପିୟର୍ସ ଆଜ୍ ଦି ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ୟୁଥ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହିଜ୍ ହୋଲ୍ ବଡି ଇଜ୍ କମ୍ପୋଜ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ ବ୍ଲିସ୍ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଦି ସେଲ୍ଟର ଅଫ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ ଆଣ୍ଡ ମାଷ୍ଟର ଅଫ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିୱାନ୍ ସୋ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ରିଏଲାଇଜ୍ଡ ଈଶ୍ୱର ପରମ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସଚ୍ଚିଦାନନ୍ଦ ବିଗ୍ରହ ଗୋବିନ୍ଦମ ଆଦିପୁରୁଷମ ତମ୍ ଅହମ୍ ଭଜାମି ସ୍ୱୟଂ ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଗୋବିନ୍ଦ ପର ନାମ ସର୍ବେଶ୍ୱର୍ଯ୍ୟ ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ଜାର ଗୋଲୋକ ନିତ୍ୟ ଧାମ ଦି ଅରିଜିନାଲ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଅଫ୍ ଗଡ୍ ହେଡ୍ ଇଜ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହିଜ୍ ଅରିଜିନାଲ ନେମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଗୋବିନ୍ଦ ହିଜ୍ ଫୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଅପୁଲେନ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହିଜ୍ ଇଟର୍ନାଲ ଆବୋଡ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନୋନ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଗୋଲୋକ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଲିଟିଲ୍ ବିଟ୍ ଆଇଡେଣ୍ଟିଟି ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନା ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଇଜ୍ ରିଏଲାଇଜିଂ ଦିସ୍ ବାଇ ସିଇଂ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ରୂପ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ହ୍ୱିଚ୍ ରୂପ ନା ପଶୁପ ବଂଶ ଶିଶୁତ୍ୱ ନାଟ୍ୟମ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପଶୁପ ବଂଶ ଶିଶୁ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ କାଉହାର୍ଡ ମ୍ୟାନ୍ ଦ ଚାଇଲ୍ଡ ହ୍ୱିଚ୍ ବିଲଙ୍ଗ ଟୁ ଏ କାଉହାର୍ଡ କମ୍ୟୁନିଟି ଆଜ୍ ଏ ଶିଶୁ ହିଜ୍ ଚାଇଲ୍ଡହୁଡ୍ ବଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନାଟ୍ୟମ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ଡ୍ରାମା ହି ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ଶିଶୁ ହି ଇଜ୍ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ଅଗାଧ ବୋଧମ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଟୁ ସ୍ପିକ୍ ଅଫ୍ ବୋଧିତ୍ୱ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ହୋଲ୍ ୟୁନିଭର୍ସ ନନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ନଟ୍ ଏ ସିଙ୍ଗଲ୍ ଏଣ୍ଟିଟି ନୋ ମ୍ୟାଟର ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଏଭର୍ ଲର୍ଣ୍ଣ ଇନ୍ ହିୟର୍ ଇ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ବି କମ୍ପେୟାର୍ ଟୁ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ଫର୍ଗେଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଟୁ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ନଟ୍ କମ୍ପେୟାର୍ ଟୁ ଏ ଉପଦେବ ନଟ୍ ଫିଗର୍ ଅଫ୍ ଟୁ ଦେବତା ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେବ ଦେନ୍ ସିଦ୍ଧ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସୋ ମେନି ମହଲୋକ ଜନଲୋକ ତପଲୋକ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ high grade personalities are there, and the topmost personality is Brahma. No, we cannot imagine how much learned Brahma is. He is the holder of all Chaturveda, the knower of all four Vedas. So by this understanding, we can understand our position is such insignificant. The word insignificant, if you say to us, it is actually we will become shameful. Now that word is not fitting for us even. For Brahma, the word insignificant is okay. For us, there is no word even. What a insignificant we are, there is no word yet. This is our position. So, now we can understand what Krishna is. And he is showing Brahma in this. And Brahma was totally confused when he saw that all the cowherd boys and cowherd man and the calves are Chaturbhuj and Narayan. Brahma couldn't digest it. And he almost senseless. Now by the mercy of Krishna, he got a new life. He got a new understanding, new life. In this new life, he saw the new Vrindavan in a different way. And there, Krishna is searching again for his calves and his friends. So that searching boy, who is searching, that Krishna, that childhood boy, this is the drama to make Brahma to understand who am I. So now Brahma will start stuti. This is the final. Advayam paramam ananta agadhabodham. Prabhupada is giving an analogy that agadhabodham means that the intelligence of Krishna is just like a vast ocean. And Prabhupada is remembering when he was going to west in what is that ship's name? Jaladuta. When he was going in Jaladuta, in the ocean, somewhere in between Pacific Ocean, he must have seen the ocean and the ship. He is thinking the ship, the ocean, we cannot see where is the end, where is the beginning. And the ship is just like a matchbox. Ship is looking like a matchbox in the vast ocean. No end to it. Similarly, Krishna's knowledge, forget it, no end. And Brahma is just like a matchbox. If Brahma is considered matchbox, Krishna's intelligence is ocean, then what is our position? Matchstick? No, matchstick is big things. All devatas may be. We cannot figure it out what is our position. Somewhere it is said, Haridas Thakur, when Haridas Thakur in Niryasa Lila, Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, why Haridas? Actually, you are my best friend. Every day I am coming from temple to meet you. Why you want to go away from me? Haridas Thakur said, oh my dear Lord, why you are playing with me? I know who are you. I am such a negligible devotee of yours. You have such a high grade devotee. And Haridas Thakur gave an example. Just like a farmer having a full truckload of mustard seeds. Have you seen mustard seeds now? Maybe 1,000 quintals of mustard, 100 kilo bag, bora, 1,000 bags in full truckload, big truckload trailer of mustard seeds. And they are going to the godown house, warehouse. On the way, on the jack, so some few mustard seeds come out from that bora, from that packet. So the farmers will come down and started crying, oh, I missed mustard seeds. Like that mustard seeds are considered as a universe. The mustard seeds are one mustard seed is one universe. And so many universe you are carrying. And in one universe, then compare ourselves. In one universe, there are so many deepers, so many oceans, and find out our country, then find out our state, and put in Google Map, GPS, and find out our subdivision, our district, our block, panchayat, and they are our town, and then our colony, then our village, then our room, and then in our family, put me. The dot is not there. GPS will fail. You are so, 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 so negligible, so insignificant. That was Haridas Thakur was telling about him. And what we will speak about us. That's what I'm saying. So that is our position. And sometimes we are feeling proud, oh, I know something. So by reading this verse, we should understand our ID. What is our position? And we are taking so lightly the Gaur Nithai, this Krishna Balaram. Oh, I just went and come back. Arey Baba, try to understand who is this boy. So, Prabhupada is bringing another story that how Brahma, the supreme person in this whole universe, the topmost person in the topmost planet, in the topmost position, in the topmost post, in the topmost learned person, how he became confused once when Krishna was in Dwarika, as a Dwarikadhis, he went there. Once they were to visit, and Brahma visited once to Dwarka, and this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling the story to Sanatana Goswami. Eka dina Dwarikate Krishna dekhi bare, Brahma aila Dwarapala janaila Krishna re. Once when Krishna was ruling Dwarka, Lord Brahma came to see him, and the doorman immediately informed Lord Krishna of Brahma's arrival. Krishnera kahena, Krishna kahena kona Brahma ki namatahara. Dwari asi Brahmare puche arabara. When Krishna was informed, he immediately asked the doorman, which Brahma is? What is his name? The doorman therefore returned and questioned Lord Brahma. Vismita haiva Brahma dwarike kahila, kaha gaya sanakera pita chaturmukha aila. Brahma became what? He is asking me about that. He is inquiring me. Brahma became really shocked. And when the doorman asked, which Brahma? Lord Brahma was surprised. He told the doorman, please go and inform Lord Krishna that I am the four-headed Brahma who is the father of four Kumaras. With full ID proof, he sent again. print out of it, Aadhaar card and everything. And double vaccination certificate, everything he sent. Krishna janaya dwari brahmare laya gela, Krishna ra charane brahma dandavatta kaila. Then the doorman went again and showed the ID proof. Then Krishna said, okay, bring him inside. So then Brahma went and offered his obeisances. Dandavatta kaila. Krishna manya puja kari tare prasna kari. Krishna accepted his obeisances. Then asked, Kilagi tumare aila agaman haila. Why parivar here? After being worshipped by Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna also honored him with suitable words. Then the Lord Krishna asked him, why have you come here? Brahma kahe teho pache kahiva kariva nibedana, eka sansaya mane haya kahaj karaha chedana. Being questioned, Lord Brahma immediately replied, later I shall tell you why I have come. First of all, there is a doubt in my mind, which I wish you kindly dissipate. Kona Brahma puchile tumi kona abhipraye. What is the doubt? Na kona Brahma puchile tumi kona abhipraye. Ama vai jagate arab kona Brahma hai. Why did you inquire which Brahma had come to see you? What is the purpose of such an inquiry? Is there any other Brahma besides me within this universe? That was Brahma's thinking. Sometimes we are also thinking like that. Prabhupada put in purport that all man in this planet thinking that I am something. I know. Why I will read Bhagavad Gita? I know. Suni hasi Krishna tave karilena dhyana asankhya brahmara gana aila tatakhyana. When Brahma was asking this question to Krishna, why you inquire such me? You didn't know? I am the only Brahma in this universe. Why you ask the God which Brahma is? Krishna started laughing. Upon hearing this, Sri Krishna smiled and immediately meditated. Unlimited Brahmas arrived instantly. Dasa visa sata sahasra ayuta lakhya badana. Not only 400. These Brahmas had different numbers of heads. Some had 10 heads, some 20, some had 100, some 1,000, some 10,000, some 100,000, some 10 million, and others 100 million. No one can count the number of faces they had. Oh my God! 10 million uncounted. Just imagine what will be the Brahma's position. What would be the Brahma's position by that? If we would be there and we saw the Abbasis, called all of them, those Brahmas, they come with 10 million, 100 million heads. We can't count. By seeing them, just by seeing. Not only Brahma, he's saying, Rudra Gana Aila Lakhya Koti Badana. Not only Brahma, Rudra also came, which had millions of heads. Indra Gana Aila Lakhya Koti, and also Indras came. Millions and billions of eyes in their bodies. Some Indras they came. There also arrived many Lord Shivas with various heads, numbering 100,000 and 10 million. Many Indras also arrived, and they had hundreds of thousands of eyes all over their bodies. Dekhi chaturmukha brahma phampara haila. Just understand what is the word of phampara. Zero, hello, nothing. Dekhi chaturmukha brahma phampara haila. Hasti gana madhye jena sasakara hila. Giving comparison. When the four-headed Brahma of this universe saw all this opulence of Krishna, he became very much bewildered and considered himself as a rabbit among many elephants. Actually, sasaka name masaka would be better. Masak means mosquito. Among elephants, he considered himself as a mosquito. Brahma is considering. Asi sabha brahma krishna padapitha age dandavata karite mukuta padapithe lage. All the Brahmas who came to see Krishna offered their respects at his lotus feet, and when they did this, their helmets touched the lotus feet of Krishna. And all these millions and billion headed Brahma, they came and they are offering obeisances. How it is possible? Suppose in a temple room, a billion headed Brahma will come. Can he enter? How can he offer Dandavat Pranam with billion heads? Not possible. He cannot enter to, even he come to India, he cannot come to India. A billion heads is not possible. But Brahma is looking, but he, with four-headed Brahma, he is seeing all these things happening. So this all, this is called achintya. We cannot think of it. One manasa gochara. Beyond our thinking, beyond our speaking, beyond our imagination. This is called achintya lila. Maha achintya. This is Krishna's position. And nobody, no living entity can able to see these things. If Krishna will allow, then only he will make us to see something, to some extent we can see it. Actually, see Brahma, when he saw this Narakriti Param Brahma, Brahma had, then Krishna told, no, he is not fit. I saw him, but he is not qualified yet. So that's why he withdrew. That's how Acharya says, why Krishna shows this form again after showing Chaturbhuja? Now Krishna thought that I thought he is qualified, but he is not qualified. Brahma is not qualified to see the Sarupa of Krishna, the form of Krishna. The heart to speak of us. We are saying, can you show me? Are Baba, who are you? Who are you to see? To see our form, this material body, we need help of light. Without light, we cannot see our hand, own hand. What to speak of others? This material form, and Krishna is Purna Chinmaya Chidghana. And this Narakuti Param Brahma, Brahma could see only by the mercy of Krishna. What to speak of Brahma, even Arjuna? His Vedesh Dullava, okay, Brahma is his knowledge through Veda, he is not. And Arjuna was a devotee, such a high grade devotee. Here they said Vedesh Dullava, Adullava Atma Bhakta, Arjuna was Atma Bhakta. But when Krishna was performing a role of his driver in his car, as an ordinary driver, and Krishna told him, forget, Arjuna said, how come you are telling like this? Now you can't understand. Now can you prove me? Can you show me? Now yes, if you want to see, you can see. In this driver's seat, Krishna was not doing anything. He didn't bring any, take him to lab or somewhere in the office, somewhere, nothing. Just sitting in this driver's seat, holding, steering his left hand, and he said, Arjuna, can you say, now I am seeing you as my driver. Now, okay, take this chasma. Take this spike and put. And when Arjuna wear this chasma? So without Krishna's mercy, without Krishna's, how Arjuna could not see? And Arjuna saw, started thar, Bhipamanam Kirti, he was severing like anything. Who are you, sir? I cannot know end. Who are you? Arjuna became there, started severing. Atma Bhakto, in the devotee position of a devotee, I told the position of Haridas Thakur. So how some whatever devotee or whatever, no one can envision the real identity of Krishna. Whatever, according to our position, if Krishna mercifully, he will allow to some vision, to that extent we can able to see only. Otherwise, till now, even Krishna himself, he cannot express, he cannot show his full form. He can show only Narakati Param Brahma. When Arjuna asked, can you explain me your appearance all? Krishna told, it's not possible. It's unlimited. How I can speak you everything? I can select something and tell you. Not possible. So even the devotee like Haridas Thakur, devotee like Arjuna, if they are bewildered, what is our position? What is our position? So then what to do? In this, the only solution, just surrender without any argument, without any logic. Just surrender. Your thinking, your understanding, put them into dustbin. And without any designation, without any intelligence, just foolishly surrender unto him. Tam aham bhajami. That is the only solution, that only we can follow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. Any comments? Yes, sir.
What about my family and children, my job and all my responsibilities? If I fully surrender, then I lose everything. What kind of good advice is that?
Prabhuji is asking, you know what Prabhuji is asking. So what will have if I surrender? Whether I surrender or not surrender, who is maintaining? He, by his mercy only. He is Prakriti Kriyamanani. It is our misunderstanding that if I am not there, then what will happen? I am the maintainer. That is our misunderstanding. Actually, they are maintained by his arrangement. So that will happen. If I surrender, they will be properly taken care of. If I not surrender, then also they are taken care of. What is his arrangement that is happening? Nothing will change by our presence or our absence.
Socially, you consider irresponsible to run away from your duties.
Perfectly. This is from society, we should not run out. But the actual responsibility, the whole society should surrender. So if that society not surrender, at least me should surrender. That is our responsibility. the original and the only essential responsibility of each every individual is to surrender unto the Supreme Lord. That is the only responsibility. But we are forgetful, so that we are considering the other things are our responsibilities. Even if we perform perfectly our responsibilities, what is the result? We are going to die anyway. Nobody will help us. We cannot keep anybody with us. Neither the society, nor family members, nor money, no wealth, nothing can help us. So when we realize that the only thing is surrender, and that's it, isn't it? Any comment again?
Good point.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Yes, Mataji. Two hands from Mataji's side.
Hare Krishna, as you said, in past ocean we don't have any position, but how is it different? Krishna sitting in our heart and we are part of Krishna. How this is different? Like we don't have any position.
This is inconceivable. We should understand we are a negligible part of Krishna, as a atomic part. Very, very, very fraction of a atom, like this is our position. And still Krishna is within that atom. Andantarastha paramanu cha antarastham. He is bigger than the biggest, he is smaller than the smallest. How? Don't think of it. Just accept and surrender. It's inconceivable. You and me, we cannot conceive these things. Okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a wonderful class. Maharaj, in the lecture you told that the virginal form of Krishna is human form, but our human form is material form. Why is this?
Human form is?
Material form, yes.
That's only we know. We are thinking that human form is material form because our knowledge is that only. Human form is Purna Chinmaya, Chinmaya Babu. This is a replica. And our knowledge is so useless that we are thinking this matter, because we know but nothing more than matter. That's why. But what is the existence of matter without spirit? There is no possibility of any existence of anything without spirit. Okay? So this matter also the byproduct of the spirit. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for the wonderful class. Please pardon my ignorance. But in Bhagavad Gita 4.1, Evam Vivasvate Yoga Prokta Paramaham Abheya.
Yes.
And but Krishna is saying to Vivasvan, he is not saying that he should have said actually to Brahma. I mean, Krishna knows that this Brahma is the person who will be bewildered, and Vivasvan is in a higher position than Brahma. I mean, the first living entity to him.
Okay. Achha, you have a doubt why he didn't give knowledge to Brahma? But he had given it before. In first batch, Brahma was first batch student, na? Then Brahma. This is second batch, third batch, Vivasvan is coming. Okay? When you are studying, you don't think that no seniors are there. I am the senior most. This is our ignorance. Many batches have gone. Okay? Yes. Yes. Surrender means we should accept ourselves as the number one police, and the only job is to do Hare Krishna and do everything, whatever our mind, whatever our intelligence, whatever our power, whatever our thinking, whatever we have possessions, we should utilize for His service. That is surrender. Okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes. Yes.
I have one doubt.
Oh, who is speaking? Achha, there. I am looking at him and sound coming from there. Rupa is here, Sabda is there. Okay.
If complete surrender is required to get the mercy of Lord, then why do you say the mercy of Lord is causeless?
Very nice question. If you have to surrender, what is the need of mercy? Without mercy, you cannot surrender even. Do you know what is surrender? So that needs mercy. By the mercy, you will get an agent who will make you understand what is surrender, how to surrender. Okay? Thank you. Bring the mic. Now, Sabda and Rupa should not be different.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, all the incidences that are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, it sometimes seems like a story. So, how to keep our faith in these all past times?
Okay. It's a very nice question. Everything is myth, everything is story. Then how we can relate it to ourselves? So, okay, you are thinking this is not practical. Okay, so now you should understand practically that I am zero. Is that okay? That is practical or not? Oh, so, okay, accept that. Accept that story, but I am also degraded than a story. Okay? What is our position? If the Bhagavatam is a story, then what is our position? Some truth is there? Are you true? Anything is true there? What is true? In this whole universe, whatever we are seeing, dealing, is there true? So then? At least, through story or through myth or through whatever, we are getting some understanding or not. So that's what we should accept. Not only understanding, we can understand who am I and why am I. That's if you can get these two things from the story is useful or not? Yes. Let it be a story, but it's a useful story. Okay?
Body of Lord Krishna is made up of Satchit and Ananda.
Yes.
So in the first canto, we see that Lord Krishna when going back to Loka, at that time Pandavas went for the cremation of the body of Lord Krishna. So how to understand that there is no difference between body of Krishna and he himself, as in case of we think that our body and our soul is different. In that first canto it was mentioned. So how we can understand that there is no difference between Lord Krishna's body and he himself?
Thank you. You are asking about Mausala Lila, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the final pastime Krishna. Sir, that pastime Krishna performed to make us understand that how bewildered we are. Okay? By that story we can understand that how insignificant we are. Even our hearing and seeing everything, still we can't understand it. In that Mausalila it is said that all these Brahmas, Indras, Rudras, they came, that if Sar will go, then he may come through my gate this way, that way. They were ready to receive him. But nobody could see how fast and in which way Krishna left. And to those who are, they cannot understand, unfit to understand these things, they are so grossly material, to make them some solace, then Krishna left one of his body from the cremation to make the foolish to become foolish. Okay? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanra Pranam. My question is, you talked about Advaita. How we can relate this term Advaita to Lord Krishna? Or what is the meaning of this term Advaita?
What is the meaning of?
This term Advaita.
Advaita. Advaita means, dvaita means dual, two things. Advaita means no two, only one. Krishna is only one. That's why he's Advaita. Advayam. Yes, he is only one. No one, another Krishna is not there. Krishna is one Krishna. And rest, everything includes him, within him. Okay? Now understand? Yes. Yes.
When you say that it's Advaita, Madhvacharya says that it's Advaita. That's why if you see his position, his position like this, two fingers up, that means Advaita.
Baba Madhvacharya is saying Krishna is Advaita, he is alone, and we are his servant. We are not Krishna. When a king is there, he is the king. If you think king is only there, no subjects, no prajas will be there. We are his praja. We are his servants. Master is one. Okay? Yes. Yes. Yes, if you keep on doing, keep on practicing, then you may come to that position. Okay? Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
In case of Krishna being the Uddhava
that
past time, Uddhava was knowing that Krishna is supreme.
Yes.
But he was considering that Brahman is supreme. So how he is considering that Krishna is a form of Brahman? Because Krishna is before him with a human form, and how he is considering him as Brahman?
Because we are so bewildered, we cannot understand the time. When Brahma is older man with mustache and all that, Krishna has no beards and a small little boy. Do we are thinking how Krishna is big, Brahma is not big? That is our another bewilderment, our another foolishness. The Almighty can present himself in any way, any form, anywhere. We are none others are like him. So don't think that just that form is a form of Sisu Natyam, it's a drama to make us bewilder. But the reality is something else. Yes.
What is Maya?
Mahabhadi means accepting Maya as prime. Not accepting Ishwara's presence, but Maya's presence is Mayavada. Okay. Yes. Speak in mic.
So, by creating this universe and everything and making us insignificant, is Krishna having fun at our expense?
Is Krishna?
Having fun at our expense.
Fun at our expense.
Fun our experience.
Fun at our expense. You say we are too insignificant, so is Krishna having fun that we are so insignificant?
When a child is playing with many dolls and dolls like that, so why he is playing like that? Where from that idea of playing, that attitude comes in the child? At your childhood, so you play like that, na? Sometimes you play and after play, throw that, then come back. Why you are doing like that? Where from you got this attitude? This originally comes from Krishna. Krishna, that's how he is doing. He's playing. He's a kridanakam. This is our dolls and all that. For him, it's a play. Billions of universe and all that. It's a play. Like that. And through that play also, his mercy is there. Because we are his part and parcel. We are suffering. He doesn't want that we should suffer. We should come back to him. That mercy is there. That's why it's giving us a chance that through this material creation, we can realize and understand, join ISKCON and practice bhakti and go back to him. That golden opportunity, that chance is there. That's why he's giving this.
So, creation. What did we do wrong to separate from Krishna?
What did you do wrong? Wrong is that you forget him. We should not forget him. Okay? This is wrong. If a criminal will ask, what wrong I did? Why you put in me jail? People will laugh or not? And Baba, we are already in jail, why you are asking that? Isn't it? Yes. Yes. There, behind.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I have a question that how can we know that whether we are progressing in our bhakti or not? Because still we are, and we are sometimes we feel that
I got it. Prabhuji is asking, how do you know we are practicing since some years, whether we are progressing or not? How do you know? Okay, I'm asking one thing. You are eating 3 times a day or 2 times a day?
Sometimes 2 times, sometimes 3.
Okay. Anytime you are eating, can you do you ask anybody that, Prabhu, I eat more or not? Am I feeling or not? Do you ask anybody? Or you know by yourself?
By yourself.
So similarly, you should know by yourself whether you are progressing or not. When you are eating, your hunger is quenched. So similarly, when you are progressing devotion, your attachment towards material things should be gone down. Should going down and down. If it is not going, it is increasing. That means it is not progressing, you are decreasing. Okay? Alex, give to him.
Hare Krishna Maharaj,
yes.
We see that in Brahma Vibhuman Leela,
yeah.
Krishna showed Brahma that there are many, many Brahmas and many, many hundred Brahmas he called. And again, when he was in Dwarka, and Brahma came to his state, and again he forgot my question is, just some years back only, Krishna showed Brahma that there are many hundred Brahmas, there are many Brahmas. Then Brahma again forgot, and now again he is confused why there are.
Good question. So by that we can understand how forgetfully Brahma is forgetting, then what is our position? How many times we should be alert? How much we should be alert? That's why that same thing we forgot. Brahma is forgetting. After the incident happened, again he did the same thing. Indra, Brahma, many of them they are forgetting. So forgetfulness, it is our nature. Okay? Yes. No question of logic and reasoning. Okay, only one logic and reasoning is to surrender. Okay? Yes.
And Maharaj, when something is temporary, we do not give it much importance.
Yeah.
Then how should we behave in our relationship with friends and family?
We should not give any importance. Same thing. Okay? Got it? Baba, that same thing, you should not give any importance to them. Only importance to the fact, Krishna and you.
But we are still living.
And if they are devotees, then give importance. If these friends are devotees, then no problem. Okay? By reading these books, we should understand that we cannot understand.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
One more question I wanted to ask. Like, if we are eternal servant of Krishna, then why we try to obtain the Madhurya Ras of means bhakti?
What?
Means, if we are eternal servants of Krishna, then we are das of Krishna.
Yeah.
So we should remain das here. Means we should try to obtain.
Yes, so we should.
So
why we are here? That you are asking, na? Because of forgetfulness.
No, I am asking like why we try to obtain the higher means the rasa madhurya bhakti. Madhurya rasa. Why we try to obtain this? If we are eternally servant of Krishna, then why don't we like worship like a we are trying to means get more rasa.
You are saying if our position is eternal, why you are trying to upgrade it? The Madhura Rasa is not Dasya also? Those who are linked with Madhura, they are not servant or what? So what's the problem? All these pancharasas, all are dasas. In whichever rasa, all are dasa. Okay? What's the problem then? Yes.
Maharaj, Krishna is infinite. He can do. He can protect his devotees.
Krishna.
Krishna is infinite and all powerful.
Yes.
He can protect all his devotees.
Yes, he's doing that.
Why, like in Bangladesh, devotees were killed, and why this happened? Cows are slaughtered. Why is Krishna unable to?
If Krishna will, then what Krishna's man? As a Krishna's man, what is your duty then? You have some duty or not? Or you will do nothing, will eating and sleeping, Krishna will do everything. As a devotee of Krishna, you had some responsibility and duty, no? Yes, so Krishna left you to do something. Okay? Yeah. Krishna could, in a second, he could make the whole universe Krishna conscious. Then what is the role of Prabhupada? So he is giving chance to others. Okay? Yes. The vision of your Uttama Adhikari or what? So first become Uttama Adhikari, then change your vision. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so this is the last one, yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Swamiji, I'm from Kolkata.
Okay.
Same from last time, yes. So nice. I want to ask only one question.
Yes, yes.
When this is eternal, that we have one, all we have to go. Yeah. And we have to go through heaven. We are not going to live here for eternal, right? Then why a brother is, what I can say, why he's not loving his brother, he's after that. Why he's jealous of his brothers? Why a brother is jealous of his father? Why is happening in the world?
If we all try to go back, then this jealousy will not there. Because you are not trying to go back, you are trying to be here. That's why this is a problem.
How to get rid of this, sir?
When you understand that this is nothing to me here, I have to go there. Then you will forget everything and go there. You have to understand it by reading the scripture, by associating with devotees. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Hare Krishna.